Fireside Gifts. In the old days, the little people were always busy helping on the farm, tweaking the leaf buds, wrestling with weeds, opening the ears of corn and ripening the apples in the orchard. Grateful for their help, our ancestors respected the fair folk. They followed the old traditions and left them gifts of gratitude, the last sheaf of wheat from the fields, a cup of freshly picked blackberries, an apple left hanging on every tree in the orchard. They baked little fairy cakes and placed them by the fireplace with a thimble of cream and an eggshell of frothing beer.
A fire riddle. On earth, this great warrior is wonderfully formed of two dumb creatures, brightly burst forth, useful to all. Enemies use him to fight each other, and strong though he is, any woman can hold him. He obeys well, serves quietly, that is, to any who tend him properly and feed him fairly. To these he brings comfort, makes life better. But if anyone lets him grow too proud, there's only grim reward.
How does sitting around a flickering fire make you feel?
Warm and happy and hot.
I really love it, actually. It makes me feel very relaxed and like putting the world to rights for some reason. I think I associate having fires with close friends and talking the night away with a bottle of wine. So
31st of October is Nutcrack Night. Two hazelnuts I threw into the flame, and to each nut I gave a sweetheart's name.
Souling at Samhain. We make soul cakes, soul singing for the gone. We offer soul cakes for loved ones not with us. We go a souling at Samhain each year, under the great yews, and we deliver your prayers.
Old Tom lived his whole life on the same farm where he was born and raised. By the time he retired, he had a sheepdog that was still young and willing to work. One day, the eager dog found its way to a neighbouring farmer who was more than happy to make use of a four-legged helper. Old Tom agreed his neighbour could keep the dog, even though he knew he'd miss her company. Several years went by until one misty autumn morning, old Tom heard a familiar barking sound outside. Opening the back door, he saw his old dog wagging her tail. And she stayed all that day and followed him around the garden. And then, just before dusk, she dashed away across the fields. That evening, old Tom called his neighbour to check the dog had returned safely. And there was a silence on the other end of the line for a moment. "I'm sorry, Tom. Your old dog died just 2 days ago." Well, after that, old Tom often told this tale of the faithful ghosts who came to say goodbye.